is Ben Brewer, and we are recording this podcast at PwC's Global Transfer Pricing Conference in Toronto. I'm joined by Mohammed Sadok, PwC's Middle East Transfer Pricing Leader and a partner based in the Dubai office, who will be sharing his insights on the latest tax and transfer pricing trends and developments in the Middle East. Mohammed, what would you say are the key regional tax trends in the Middle East?
Well, it's great to be here, so thank you for inviting me to do this interview. I think we're seeing a lot of changes in the Middle East with regards to tax, and it's really unprecedented. So for example, for the first time ever, the GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council countries, which comprises countries such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and so on, these countries, for the first time in their history, are introducing a value-added tax regime. This will come into effect from the 1st of January 2018 for some countries, with the rest of the countries that haven't adopted it by that time, they'll bring that in 1st of January 2019. So this is really unprecedented in the region. Tax is being taken more seriously, and as well as the VAT regime, which is going to be a massive change, there's been other changes. So for example, corporate income tax rates for certain countries have changed. For example, in Kuwait, we've seen that recently where there's been some increases. We're seeing changes in countries like Egypt outside the GCC, not only in regards to VAT, but also in terms of, again, corporate income tax law changes, same as Oman. So there is a trend where what we're seeing is a greater legislative changes. We're seeing greater investment by tax authorities in terms of actually beefing up their teams, greater investment in resources, in digital. So to go back to what I was saying about VAT, we have a very strong indication that the filings are all going to be electronic. And you know, I think that these sort of types of changes in the last 50 years are really unprecedented in the Middle East. So yeah, it's very, very exciting, changeable times.
That's interesting. And what would you say are the drivers behind those trends that you just mentioned?
Well, I think one of the big geopolitical mega trends is undoubtedly the oil price pressure. So the GCC countries, as you know, a big proportion of those, such as Saudi Arabia, are massive oil producers. And recently we've seen some significant downward pressure on the oil price, although very recently, as of today's date, which I think today's date is the 20th of October,
yeah.
We've seen a bit of a rebound in the oil price. But still, from highs of $120, $130 per barrel, now we're at 50. This has put significant budgetary pressure on a number of these oil producing nations, and they're looking at other alternative sources of revenue, and taxation is a key part of their strategy. So clearly that has driven the impetus. But also, I think the other important aspects relate to international wider changes such as BEPS. And we've seen a number of tax authorities look at that very seriously as well. So these mega trends are clearly having an impact in the Middle East as well.
Yeah, I want to follow up with you on what you just mentioned about BEPS. You said some tax authorities are taking it seriously. Can you give an overview of what the tax authorities in general are pursuing with respect to BEPS?
Sure, let me give two examples. I mean, one of the biggest countries by GDP size and also by investment, of course, is Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is a bit of a leader in the region. Now, Saudi, as well as adopting VAT, we know for a fact that in the last couple of years have drafted a transfer pricing manual that they were going to publish about a year ago. They haven't published it. The reason why they haven't published it is because they're taking a very keen interest in relation to how BEPS should impact that transfer pricing manual, how it should impact their wider tax legislative framework. We have that firsthand from the Department of Zakat and Income Taxes, the Saudi Tax Authority. And you know, this is really a fundamental, you know, impact in terms of their thinking. So things like country by country reporting, how does that go into their framework? How does that impact their transfer pricing manual? How should their legislation around PEs be developed, given action item number 7? All these questions are being asked. Another good example out outside of the GCC is Egypt. Now, Egypt already has a fairly sophisticated tax legislative framework, and one of the most sophisticated legislative frameworks in the Middle East. And so Egypt is also, because it follows the OECD, is taking a keen interest in terms of their update to their transfer pricing rules. And we know that a project has been initiated to take account of BEPS. So these are just two very, very good examples about how, you know, BEPS is being taken into account in the region.
Oh, that's interesting. Are there, you know, other significant transfer pricing developments you want to touch upon?
Well, I think what I'm seeing a lot in terms of what my clients are concerned about is the impact of BEPS in terms of their operations. I have two types of clients, what I call global inbound, so those headquartered outside of the Middle East. Those types of clients are very interested in the legislative developments that I've mentioned in this interview. They're interested in terms of how the rules will impact them. And then my other big tier clients are the ones headquartered in the Middle East. They want to understand how they can really reflect the substance in their business to their tax strategy and how they can frankly take advantage of that substance. So for example, many of my clients are headquartered in places like Dubai. And as people know, Dubai is a zero tax environment. They have significant substance there, but they don't want to overpay tax in locations outside the Middle East where the tax framework is much more costly. So these are really the types of issues that my clients are really concerned with.
That's interesting. What's your prognosis over the next 5 years for the region?
I think we're in a new geopolitical environment. I think that, as I mentioned, the oil price is a real game changer. I think the development of shale technology now and the oil price, according to the experts, is a game changer. And I think those oil producing nations in the Middle East, you know, have woken up to that and are really looking at their tax frameworks and diversification of their revenues. So I think tax is going to be a very hot item on most of those governments' agendas. Obviously, we have volatility in the region, through regional conflicts. As well, which creates volatility in business. And so businesses are operating around the region need to manage the volatility from the geopolitical factors. Tax is a very, very key, important consideration to that. In the short term, clearly indirect tax, VAT, those types of developments that I mentioned in this interview are going to have a profound impact. But undoubtedly, from the introduction of VAT, issues like transfer pricing, how to treat cross-border flows, how that interacts with customs, how that interacts with VAT, how that impacts the transfer pricing policy framework that multinationals have. All those issues will come to the fore and are already coming to the fore for a number of my clients. So watch this space.
Thank you for those insights. It's very interesting. I want to thank all of those who have listened to the podcast. And anybody interested in further information, please reach out to Mohammed, whose contact information is in the description of this podcast episode.
Thank you.